Republicans pushing the amendment to the state's constitution say that right now it's too easy to recall public officials, and the recent rounds of recalls have thrown Wisconsin government into chaos. Pewaukee Assembly Republican Paul Farrow calls it a government held hostage, one where public officials are constantly looking over their shoulders. He says restricting that right would make sure recall elections are the exception rather than the rule.
The right of the people will still be there. The right of the people to recall an individual will be available to them. But it should be for a purpose.
But that purpose is not spelled out in detail under Farrow's proposal. The resolution would allow for recalls of people charged with serious crimes, and it would allow for recalls if officials are charged with violating a state code of ethics. But if residents get a chance to vote on this constitutional amendment, they'll have to guess what that code of ethics might be, because under this plan, it would be decided later by the legislature. Madison Democrat Kel DeRoy says people need to know more before they surrender a constitutional right.
I think we should know if we're going to drastically restrict the right of citizens to recall their elected officials, and this is something that has been in place in our state for a long time, then I want to know exactly what kind of conduct is going to be grounds for recall and what is not.
For example, under current law, it's illegal for a legislator, governor, or judge to accept anything of value related to their office. Roy says it's not clear whether that ban would carry over to this new code of ethics. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.